Billy Morrison must have a Rolodex the size of the Empire State Building. He must, because this album, the Billy Morrison Project, it says what it sees, is full of fantastic rock icons. Like, well, yes, you're asking. So, like, well, Steve Vai, he's in there. Ozzy Osbourne's in there. Steve Stevens, Al Jorgensen, John Five, Corey Taylor. Yeah, there's loads in there. And the thing is, you can invite lots of people onto your album and they can say, yes, we're mates, of course. But then if the music's not that good, then there's no point, is there? And actually, this is rather good. I don't think it's stunning. A lot of people said it is, actually. Maybe I need to listen to it again. I've listened to it a few times and not thought it was, but maybe I was in the wrong mood for it. But stuff like Crack Cocaine with Ozzy singing a low slung rock that comes out of an outlaw country guitar, that's fabulous. Al Jorgensen is good to hear him, you know, with a bit of an industrial side to the eyes have it. It's accessible industrial though. Industrial accessible. Oh, an accessible industrial, very nice. Then you've got Run DMC. Yeah, no, not really. But, or is it? Anyway, it does sound like an old school backing, like a rap sort of feel. It might be, I don't know. But it's blooming good, I have to say. Billy Idol's here as well. It's on Mr. Dream. That's got a big arena rock feel. The chorus is so pumped up that you would have to mainline Helium from Helium City. It's in Omaha, if you wonder. Yeah, that's where the helium is made. Helium City in Omaha. Yeah. Population, 1,500. They all work in the helium business. And you're going to be piped to your arena to pump up your choruses. They do have that subscription service. That's what I'm told anyway. So that's beautiful, Mr. Dream. Drowning starts with a bass, a sassy rock, a kind of sneer of a vocal. It's smooth, but it's got a really Larry middle. Really Larry. And fabulous. Not groundbreaking, but great rock. And that sometimes is all you need, innit? I don't know if we needed all of these alumni, although it's a good way to sell it, ain't it? It's good to have them here, but I think you probably, with this good time rock, you might have got away with having one vocalist, really. I guess. So it's not the best thing I've ever heard, but it's blooming good. It's well produced, it's well played. And he's got a very, very big circle of friends. And we need that. We need that. I'm not going to listen to this again. Because I enjoyed it so much last time. This project could do with a second project. Has he got that many friends? Maybe. Ta-ta.